This is a short story I wrote about plastic surgery and hair transplants. People now, it's commonplace that they have TTs, what's known as a Turkish transplant, their teeth, their hair, and of course the twin torpedoes are on the front, are augmented to quite monstrous sizes at times. My mother and father, well, my mother was totally outlandish and garish and terribly outspoken. She would have gone for every single thing possible. Whereas my father, who we nicknamed Ebenezer Make Do and Mend, he wouldn't have had anything done. He was quite happy the way he was. Anyway, this is a light humorous sketch and take on listening to them. Enjoy. Darling, darling, dearest heart, listen, I've got some fantastic news. Darling, dearest heart, you never call me darling, dearest heart, unless you want something. What do you want? No. This is to benefit both of us. What do you want? Look, I've just seen Maureen and Paul. They've come back from Turkey, Istanbul, and they both had a TT. They look absolutely fantastic. A TT. What's a TT? What's a Turkish TT? Is it a car or something? No. It's a transplant, and you know, it's teeth and tits, or a teeth and a hair transplant. What? So what? I mean, are they mad? It'll all drop onto the feet within a week. Everybody's having them. I know, but they look absolutely sensational. So I thought that me and you, no, don't think that we're going to have anything, you know, similar to that. Some cheap TTs. No, thank you. No, Turkish for me. No, you haven't seen it yet. They're absolutely brilliant. Listen, when you have a hair transplant, yeah, you basically got to have some hair to transplant, especially with colour in it. Now, I've got this bone dome here, as you can see, yeah, where nearly 99% of it is chrome, my love. It's a tonsure, a monk's tonsure of a tiny little ticker tape of hair around, virtually down on the back of my neck is what's left. So it wouldn't work with me. No, it's totally different. Paul was the same as you. He got less than you. He couldn't have less than me. No, he did. And he now looks like Elvis. Rubbish. Unless they're taking him out of some... Unless they're scalping alcoholic tramps and giving you a complete graft of the thing, he can't do. I'm telling you, it's all done by a 3D machine. It takes it from all over your body while you're asleep. Oh, darling, I can't believe you fell for this. So I'm going to be put to sleep. No, you're not put to sleep. They just inject your head. He fell asleep. Right. So, and you don't feel a thing. These thousands of insertions in the top of your buns, and you don't... And he's been asleep through it, hasn't he? He fell asleep. They injected his head, and they put it through, you know, they clamp it like a cow or something, you know, so you don't move. And the machine scans it first, gets the actual 3D image of your head, and then it pinpricks each replacement hair at a high speed, like it's tattooing you. Oh, yeah. Let me just tell you, I haven't got any colour left in any of the hair on my body. I am 60 years of age. Everything is 50 shades of grey, okay? My chest, my feet, there's not a coloured hair left on me, so I don't know where they're going to get it from. Well, it's your armpits and your scrotum. What are you talking about? They're going to take it out of my scrotum, yeah? And off my arse or something to get the colour. This is what it does. Well, let me just tell you, see this little furry triangle I've got down in my trousers here? Yeah? It's ginger and curly. So the last thing I need is a curly, you know, to become a curly ginner, okay? And the last thing I need is a machine to start plucking my scrotum as though it's a, you know, a chicken at a slaughterhouse, pulling feathers out of the thing. Okay? I mean, what if it goes wrong? It doesn't go wrong. Anyway, I've got about enough to harvest to give me either a monobrow or a moustache. And the last thing I need is a short and curly moustache or monobrow. I do not need to be a ginger Frida Kahlo, thank you very much. Who's Frida Kahlo? She was a lesbian artist that had a huge monobrow. Looked like
Groucho Marx. And the last thing I need to do is look like a ginger Groucho Marx with a huge monobrow across the top. And apart from that, you know, I mean, there's not, there just wouldn't be enough. You'd end up with a little tuff on, ginger tuff at the front. There's enough to do a goatee beard. And there's nothing wrong, I can grow a full-strength beard, you know. No, listen, Paul and Maury, Paul looks absolutely fantastic. You've got to see him, darling. My scrotum, I know what you're saying. I mean, your scrotum, I must admit, is dropping at a rate of knots. It looks like a, you know, the middle pocket of a pool table, really. You are actually, you're funny this morning, aren't you, darling? Now, Maureen, what she had done... Well, she had her teeth done and her tits. Right. So, do you want me to get my teeth done as well? Yes. I mean, you're looking like a baker's shop window these days, aren't you? What's that supposed to mean? What, sort of one white and two black, or two brown? Sort of? Oh, you are really hitting the mark, aren't you? You're making me feel absolutely sensational. So, am I to take it, then, that you're coming to also get teeth and tits done? You're having a boob job, then? Well, I was thinking of doing, yeah. Because, I mean, she's had them done. They look sensational. And it's so cheap. It's £2,500. And the hotel and the flights are thrown in. So, I mean, it's peanuts, really. It works out at £1,500 for new teeth and new tits. Right. Doesn't that spell catastrophe to you or not? Because, I mean, having this sort of makeover... But everybody's having them. I know they are. They may be, you know... I mean, you've seen what... I mean, the traveller girls are all having them for their big fat sort of gypsy weddings and stuff. And have you seen the state of them? Their gobs are glinting like a fresh polished Armitage shank toilet. I mean, they're bright white. And they've got knockers out front like torpedoes with monstrous great nipples that have been stitched back on the front like JCB starter buttons. That's what I'm wanting, you silly bitch. And apart from that, I mean, how many times have we read that these things have exploded at, you know, 33,000 feet? I mean, the last thing I need is to be covered in your milk and mammary glands on the way back from Marmaris, you know. Oh, you always look at the negative, don't you? The negative. Listen. You know, I mean, we've read about all these disasters. The last thing you wanted from me was to get me covered in jailhouse tats, remember? Tramp stamps. Remember that? For my 60th birthday? Well, Gerald had got... I don't care if Gerald is tattooed from the nick of his arse to his nostrils. The last thing I am going to... In fact, Gerald has got a huge Nazi eagle on his chest. It, you know, I mean, it's not a Nazi eagle. It's an Egyptian eagle, you know, similar to those that were found in the tomb of Tutankhamun. Right. Have you seen it now? Have you seen the state of it now? It's sagged. It now resembles a shytalk that's shrunk. You know, it's like a shytalk on skunkweed, this thing. It's sleepy-eyed and gone all droopy-winged. Oh, you're such a killjoy. I'm not a killjoy, but if I'd have done what you said, on old skin tattoos, it's like having a canvas. Unless your canvas is young and stretched taut, you cannot paint onto it, okay? Because it keeps shrinking. The actual frame, your skeleton, shrinks as you get older, okay? And then it becomes a dreadful-looking thing. I mean, look at the bumblebee on your arse. It's that big now, it looks like a budgie. Oh, you've... Don't start wounding me. I'm not wounding, but I'm just saying, you know, you poo-poo everything. I don't poo-poo everything, but I don't want to start having things injected into me, you know, and I don't want to be covered in jailhouse tats. You know, these tribal tats that you mentioned, what was it I was going to get? Some Yakuza or something? Oh, I don't want to look like a Yakuza at 60 years of age. You know, and I don't think that we need to fly across to get a Turkish TT either. Why do you want to be morphing into something? I mean, all your friends... I mean, look at the state of Gillian after that. She looks like a plastic freak. She looks like Daffy Duck. And she looks like Groucho Marx. She looks like Daffy Duck and Groucho Marx combined. She's had that lip lift. Her lips are stuck so far out, they look like a bill of a bird. She was trying to get a vermilion height with a pucker pout, that's all, just a lip implant. I know, but look at it. And she's tattooed her brows right across. She's shaved her eyebrows off and had two square lumps tattooed on there. She just looks like Groucho Marx. She only needs a great big cigar and a pair of specs. Don't say that. And I tell you what, don't ever say anything like that. She's so sensitive. Don't say anything. Look, the last thing I need is a 3D plucking machine to harvest hair from my scrotum, because I know it'll go wrong. You just wait till you see Paul. You'll think very differently. You'll change your mind. I won't change my mind. I'm happy with me as I am, darling. I don't need a Turkish transformation. What if it goes wrong, eh? You know, what if things go catastrophically wrong? Like your dentist or something. You do realise they grind them back virtually to the root and then bond them straight on. They stick them, bond them on. I mean, what happens if all the roots and anything go? You know, you could die from septicemia with this. What if you get a massive abscess on your ceramic choppers? Then what? You know, your original pegs are still in there. Hmm? I mean, Janice has had them done. They look absolutely fabulous. They don't look fabulous. They look like a row of white war graves. They're all uniformed and they're all exactly the same size. They look horrendous. Oh, such a... Anyway... Look, you might want to look like Frida Kahlo in Ginger, but I don't, okay? Well, I'm going to have mine done. You're going to have yours done, are you? Hmm? You're going to have yours done. Your teeth and your tits. And what else are you going to have done while you're there? Look, it's... Remember what... Darling, there are so many... Remember what happened to Mark and Sharon when they got this done? They went all the way to Toronto and spent £40,000. They were divorced on the plane coming back. She'd had a TTDD before they touched down in Teesside. You know, they were divorcees. Yeah. That it went from what it turned out what was Happy Halls to some... What she looked like something from the Death Valley of the Dolls. When she touched down, she was black and blue. I don't know whether he beat her black and blue or whether it's for the op. I mean, she went and had her boobs done and everything. That's another thing. This is a con trick, isn't it? You started this conversation. This is a ruse. You're trying to bamboozle me into getting the things done as well, aren't you? Because you want to have it done. You know, that's the only... You want me to start getting myself, you know... sculpted into God knows what because you want yours doing basically. Well, you know, I suggest you know, if you don't include me, you're going to get the bloody things done. Well, I am going to get them done because I'm already booked in to have the. You're booked in. So this is. You're already. Look, I am sick of being flat chested. You're 58, for Christ's sake. What are you want to get? Why? It won't do you any good. I am having some silicon gummy bears. What the hell are those? They have a much better shape to them. And what size are these things coming in at? These torpedoes then? The twin torpedoes. What? I'm going to have a 38DD. I've always wanted one. So you're nearly 60. TTs and DDs, you're mad. Have you lost your mind? I am having them. I've always wanted them. And they're going to... You'll fall in love with them. Soon as I take my brassiere off when they're done, you will fall in love. Darling, I think the only thing that... Once you get those out of the bra, I think possibly the only thing they'll do is probably stretch the wrinkles out of your neck or your face or something. So I suppose that's one good advantage. You bastard! What? Hey, I tell you what... Any more chelp from you like that, we'll probably get divorced on the way out to Turkey. Oh, do whatever you want to do. Get your TTs and your DDs if you want. Whatever you want to do.